I am an emotion.
Translation. Because the path, what does path means here? What does that mean? Path.
The funny thing is, in Masnavi, the word is religion. Is mazhab. It's religion. He is saying that, please, save me from these 10 different religions. Give me one. Give me the religion. Because with this and thinking and studying, I see a lot. And this, do I have to choose? How could I choose? Yes.
I am an emaciated camel, and my back is wounded by my free will, which resembles a pack saddle. At one moment, this pannier weighs heavily on this side, at another moment, that pannier sags to that side.
This is something that you don't understand, really, because you have no feeling for this. Have you ever ridden a camel in Kejave? No. So, in time of Rumi, there is a lot of meaning in this, that I am a teeny camel, not a very strong one, and I have this carrying stuff on my back, which is always turning here, turning there, and please save me, don't give me something like this, because I cannot walk. Remember, here we are talking about the path. That mazhab, that religion, which is translated to path, is because of that. We are talking about this path, this way of enlightenment. That's what we're talking about, yes?
Let the ill-balanced load drop from me, that I may behold the meadow of the pious. Like the fellows of the cave, I shall browse on the orchard of bounty, not awake, nay, they are asleep. I shall recline on the right or on the left. I shall not roll save involuntarily like a ball. Just as thou, O Lord of the judgment, turnest me over either to the right or to the left.
Translation. He's painting another picture for me, how I am. He says that doesn't matter if I'm laying towards west or east, because I want to be like a ball, to move with your wishes. Whatever you want me, let me do it. Make me do it, because the responsibility and the choice is difficult here. This is the choice that everyone has, no? Where to go? What is my path? What is the goal? Where I'm aiming at? Here he will say, I will be sleeping and I don't care. You move me to the right or to the north. I will go there. I don't mind. Yes?
Hundreds of thousands of years, I was flying involuntarily, like the motes in the air. If I have forgotten that time and fate, the migration in sleep recalls it to my memory.
This is one of those magical parts of Rumi. In book 6 he will do a couple of times this. Are you listening? What did he say? Magically, you could listen to it as if a scientist today is talking, that before becoming this form, I was like the other stuff, being in the air, moving around. Then I was given this form
and I became this. I realized this. You know why? Dreaming. When I sleep, what will happen? This doesn't work anymore. Doesn't exist. Something else is here. Do you remember book one? First paragraph, second one. Right at the beginning he said, listen, you're thinking about this life, you forget that the existence of the universe of dream, then the universe of imagination, then non-existence. These are the stuff here. He wants to remind you all of that to come to this non-existence that we are talking about. Yes.
I escape from this four-branched cross and spring away from this halting place into the pasture of the spirit. From the nurse sleep, I suck the milk of those bygone days of mine, O Lord. All the world are fleeing from their free will and existence to their drunken side.
This free will, free choice, this stuff that you're talking about, this is something that everybody is running away from it. Why do you drink alcohol? To get drunk, to get rid of this. That's why they are happy. Because if you could let go of this, you have no problem with this. Do you remember those four birdies which were the problem in book five? All belong to this. Those are the thinking system, birdies. If you could get rid of all these birdies, one bird is enough, the one who is looking for enlightenment for the king, not for itself. If you could develop a thinking that there is no me in it, to understand that me, I'm a part of we, a little teeny part of we, that's it. What is important here? My role in we. What is the meaning of my existence? The role and the meaning I have in we. This is what it is. If there is no other people, me alone, I'm nothing. Yes, I am the animal, yeah, okay. But what is the difference between me and a chimp? What is it really? It's just a culture. Where is that? Here. I got it from here and I have to give it back to here. Yes.
In order that for a while they may be delivered from sobriety, they lay upon themselves the opprobrium of wine and minstrelsy. All know that this existence is a snare, that volitional thought and memory are a hell. They are fleeing from selfhood into selflessness, either by means of intoxication or by means of occupation, a well-conducted man.
Suddenly 21st century, occupation. Says, you know why you are occupied with something? That's running away from thinking, concentrating on something which gives you the benefit. That's the pity part of it. Because everybody is doing it. Either you try to be drunk or occupied, be busy. Yes?
Thou drawest the soul back from that state of not being because it entered into unconsciousness without thy command. neither for the jinn nor for mankind is it to pierce through the prism of the regions of the temporal world. There is no piercing through the cavities of the highest heavens, save by the power of guidance. There is no guidance, save by a power that preserves the spirit of the devout from the keepers of the shooting stars.
Translation? No translation. Because these are those parts of Masnavi that you could forget about it. Let it go. Because Rumi becomes emotional, and when he is emotional, he starts to talk in Arabic. He forgets the Persian language. These three verses you read, no Persian could read that. That's deep Arabic. Don't worry about it, because he will translate it, he will bring it back. Yes.
There is no way for anyone, till he become mortared, into the audience chamber of majesty. What is the means of ascension to heaven? This not being. Not being is the creed and religion of the mother.
Are you listening? No. Okay, let's go back. Whenever he gets emotional, he starts to talk Arabic. He knows that these people that are sitting, all of them, they don't understand what I'm talking about. But they will be alerted that what's happening. Suddenly he's talking in a language I don't understand. Right? They are really alert. Then he will say what he wants to say when you are alert, which is, there is no way for anyone till he becomes knotted into the audience. The translation is heavy for me. The Persian is simpler. It's that, listen, if you don't become fana, non-existent, nothing good happens to you, period. Fana is that necessity, because without that, nobody could enter the other side that we are talking about, which is his house, his palace. What is the Mi'raj? Mi'raj is when the Prophet goes to visit the God. They say Mi'raj, because Uruj means highness. Mi'raj means getting high, going high and high. Okay? You say, what is this Mi'raj of existence? This non-existence. The religion and belief and the path of all lovers is non-existence. This is the non-existence. Suddenly he got emotional because he knew that this is the point that I want to make. That without becoming selfless, you cannot be a good human being. That's simple. And this non-existence that we are talking about is the real key for enlightenment, for getting up. Yes?
From self-abasement in the way of love, the fur jacket and rustic shoon became the prayer niche of Ayaz. Even though he was beloved by the king,
What was that? The translation.
Because this is the trick. Book 6, you have to really go word by word. Because he knows what he's talking about. Suddenly, this verse, after explaining that
you have